John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We are getting brand new reporting from the Washington Post that MAGA Pete Hegseth, the current Secretary of Defense who was plucked off of Fox News, may have potentially committed a war crime in the Caribbean Sea after striking a boat, then seeing images of men clinging onto the boat for dear life and striking again, which violates a no quarters rule, which is essentially a war crime. I will explain all of this as we go on, but the main headline that I want to loop in here is that this also explains why the Trump administration was so squirmy around this video when Alyssa Slotkin, Mark Kelly, a few other key representatives and senators came out and said, you can and must refuse illegal orders that come even from higher ups. You swear an oath to the Constitution, not to your higher-ups, not to MAGA Pete Hegseth, who was plucked off of Fox News with an alcohol addiction, not to Donald Trump. You do not swear an oath to Donald Trump, but at the end of the day, it is to the Constitution. And in the Constitution, there are correct ways and incorrect ways to carry out strikes or to launch wars. Congress actually has the power to launch a war vested in it, but at the end of the day, there's also international law and war crimes that you can commit under international law. So there are legal orders in multiple regards. And let's just start here. Alex Horton says on Twitter, exclusive, Hegseth ordered everyone killed in the first alleged drug boat strike back on September 2nd. September 2nd initiated a string of drug boat strikes. And listen, I need to clarify. We don't want drugs coming into the country. That's not the position that we are taking. It's that we want to minimize the amount of drug trafficking in a legal, humane, and normal way. What Donald Trump is doing is striking first, asking questions later. They've killed 80-plus people in the Caribbean Sea and in other seas, just striking random drug boats, and there are problems with that that I will explain. Exclusive, Hegseth ordered everyone killed on the first boat, prompting a second hit to finish off survivors in the water in a mission led by SEAL Team 6. Ordering no quarter could legally perilous. Tommy Vitor of Pod Save America, who worked with Obama, points out, this is why Pete Hegseth is flipping out about a meaningless video telling the troops to only obey legal orders. One more time, this is why Pete Hegseth is flipping out about the video. Drunk Pete and the people coordinating these strikes are in serious legal jeopardy under the no quarter rule. In the next post, we have Ryan Goodman, who points out, textbook war crime / extrajudicial killing. Quote, two survivors were clinging to the smoldering wreck. The special operations commander overseeing the September 2nd attack ordered a second strike to comply with Hegseth's instructions of killing them all. And they link to this post. This Washington Post article that says Hegseth order on first Caribbean boat strike, kill them all. Now, to explain simply, the reason why this is a war crime is because under the Hague Conventions, under the Geneva Conventions, under every international rule the United States helped write and is currently participating in, declaring that there are no survivors or no quarter is a war crime because you are explicitly saying that even if people are incapacitated, are out of the fight, or hostages, or just literally have their limbs blown off, you must just kill everybody. No survivors. So this explicit scenario of killing everybody, kill them all, and then doubling down with a second strike to kill people who are out of the fight is a war crime. There are rules around killing people who are defenseless. Let's read this Washington Post article, but I want you to keep in mind the entire time that Pete Hegseth has been flailing around about this video that simply says, hey, you can refuse illegal orders.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders. you can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans.
This is the video that offended the hell out of Pete Hegseth. This is the video that Pete Hegseth claims is tearing the foundations of our society apart. This is the video that the Department of War, therefore Pete Hegseth, is investigating Captain Mark Kelly over. This is Mark Kelly right here. He is being investigated after they said, official statement, the Department of War has received a serious allegation of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly in accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice and other applicable regulations. They are recalling him to active duty for court-martial proceedings. Just some absolutely insane stuff. One more time, this report says, in accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice and other applicable regulations, a thorough review of these allegations has been initiated to determine further actions, which may include recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. This brings us on to the article where he says, kill them all. One more time, just to make it very, very clear, you cannot, under any condition, declare, threaten, carry out, or pursue an order that no prisoners will be taken. The Hague Conventions created this, and the Geneva Conventions then strengthened that rule. Anybody who is out of combat, so like if you're surrendering, if you are wounded, if you are unable to fight, if you are shipwrecked, if you are any of these things, they are protected and killing them is murder. You cannot murder somebody who is surrendering. You cannot murder somebody who is wounded and weaponless and defenseless. There are certain things you can do. So saying the words kill them all in and of itself is an order that you cannot do. And this is what happens when you pluck somebody directly off of Fox News who is insecure. I mean, listen, we have articles that Pete Hegseth is repeatedly humiliated as underlings take the lead in peace talks. People beneath him are basically cucking him throughout all of this. So this reads in the Washington Post about the Kill Them All article. The longer the U.S. surveillance aircraft followed the boat, the more confident intelligence analysts watching from command centers became that the 11 people on board were ferrying drugs. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave a spoken directive, according to two people with direct knowledge of the operation. Quote, the order was to kill everybody, one of them said. That order in and of itself could be a war crime. A missile screamed off the Trinidad coast, striking the vessel and igniting a blaze from bow to stern. For minutes, commanders watched the boat burning on a live drone feed. As the smoke cleared, they got a jolt. Two survivors were clinging to the smoldering wreck. The special operations commander overseeing the September 2nd attack, the opening salvo in the Trump administration's war on suspected drug traffickers in the Western Hemisphere, suspected drug traffickers, if they make one mistake and strike a ship without drug traffickers, it is over. The United States is essentially at war. They ordered a second strike to then comply with Hegseth's instructions, two people familiar with the matter said. The two men were blown apart in the water while they were shipwrecked, wounded, surrendering, and otherwise unable to fight. These are all protected classes under the Geneva Conventions. Hegseth's order, which has not previously been reported, adds another dimension to the campaign against suspected drug traffickers. Some current and former U.S. officials and law of war experts have said that the Pentagon's lethal campaign, which has killed more than 80 people to date, is unlawful and may expose those most directly involved to future prosecution. This is the reason why I'm also against drug traffickers. I am against drug traffickers entering into the United States with drugs. Everybody should be. That is bad, unless it's marijuana. I mean, all jokes aside, I'm obviously against all illegal drugs entering into the United States, especially fentanyl, cocaine. Obviously, drugs that are uniquely harmful should not be entering into the United States illegally, of course. But at the same time, we shouldn't be striking people and leaving our own officials subject to future prosecution. And what they're going to argue in court is that they were just following orders from Pete Hegseth, and this is where we at. Don't follow illegal orders. The alleged traffickers pose no imminent threat of attack against the United States and are not, as the Trump administration tried to argue, in an armed conflict with the U.S., these officials and experts say. So the Trump admin has recategorized drug traffickers and people like this as armed threats who are in an armed conflict, therefore trying to give themselves the legal justification to strike these ships. They're legally required to strike these ships, according to their own logic. Even if the U.S. were at war with the traffickers, an order to kill all of the boat's occupants if they were no longer able to fight, quote, would in essence be an order to show no quarter, which would be a war crime, said Huntley, now the director of National Security Law Program at Georgetown Law. He's explaining the same concept that I've touched back on multiple times. You can't just say kill everyone. You can't just be like kill everyone and all survivors, because you're essentially saying, I don't care if they surrender. I don't care if they're wounded. I don't care if they have no weapons. If you say kill everyone, then that's kill everyone. That's a war crime. The report is based on interviews with and accounts from seven people with knowledge of a September 2nd strike and the overall operation. These strikes were already on shaky ground before this happened. But again, this is what happens when you have somebody who is quite literally, I made a video yesterday about how Pete Hegseth is being shunned from real big boy talks, real decisions in the Middle East. Pete Hegseth is not there for, because Donald Trump is actually going underneath him. The Secretary of the Army, not Pete Hegseth, his secretary, has an increasingly prominent role in the Trump administration. He held a meeting with Zelensky. He held a negotiation. He is rising through the ranks faster than Pete Hegseth. So Pete Hegseth's only show of strength or masculinity in his eyes is to say kill them all, when in reality, he just comes across as a drunken, bloodthirsty, bloodshot eyes, former Fox News host who is now in a position of power, renamed the Department of Defense to the Department of War, and is using that to strike people. We also know that a former defense secretary for the United States says Pete Hegseth isn't tough enough for the job. He also says that investigating Mark Kelly is a sign of weakness coming from Pete Hegseth. And I agree. Remember, do not follow illegal orders. Drop a like on the video below. Subscribe. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.